Letter to Maria Duval. Hi, Maria. Just thought I'd drop you a note to acknowledge your kind offer of my golden predictions for 2011, along with a biomagnetic bracelet and moonlight blue sapphire jewelry set, for $29, including handling and first-class shipping, and $1.38 GST. Hey, the picture of the bracelet looks really cool. I like the jewelry set, too, even though I'm not sure why you included the certificate of authenticity when I haven't even ordered the set yet. You see, Maria, you're right about the bad luck and money problems bit. I guess you saw that in my astral chart. I'm a big-time loser in just about anything. Life, love, money. Especially those damn penny stocks. And right now, I really need that bracelet, but the $29 is sort of steep. I'm writing this because I thought maybe, just maybe, we could do a deal. You see, I've got this magic stone that was my grandmother's. It's not much to look at. You might even think I found it in the backyard last spring. But it was my grandmother's. And she wore it in a special locket around her neck all her life. She lived, fit as a fiddle, to 98, and said it was the magic stone that accounted for her great health. First sign of the sniffles or arthritis. Knock, knock. Who's there? Arthur. Arthur who? Arthritis. Her favorite joke. Out would come the magic stone. A few rubs of the magic stone and her symptoms would disappear. Maria, she gave me the magic stone on her deathbed. I know it's magic because if you hold it for a few minutes, you can feel the warmth from my grandmother's hand. There's only one catch. When she gave me the stone, Grandma told me it wouldn't work for me.
Idle, my little kinder schmaltzen.
That was her favorite name for me.
Idle,
she said.
This won't work for you. Your astral chart is so effed up.
Grandma was a master, or should I say mistress, of the obscenity ellipsis.
The bad luck and money problems will be the bane of your existence. You will lose money on penny stocks until the day you die. You were born under the sign of Taurus on the cusp of Jupiter, with a lucky number of 2. I'm sorry, my little kinder schmaltzen, but basically, you're screwed.
Idle, she said. The only hope I can see is an extraordinary and gifted woman with the initials M.D. You may encounter her probably late in life, when you're losing big time, when your astral chart has reached an all-time effed up, totally screwed up low. The magic stone will be useful to her, and she may be able to turn your life around. I'm seeing a wonderful bracelet and moonlight blue sapphires from Madagascar.
So, Maria, you can see why I'm writing to you now. How about a straight trade? The magic stone for the biomagnetic bracelet. Send me the bracelet, and I solemnly promise to send you the stone. I do hope to hear from you soon. Just one other thing, Maria. I have to confess, I didn't realize how famous you are. I sort of figured you were this gifted, slightly eccentric patrician lady, probably with links to Russian royalty, forced by circumstance to operate a little business from the basement of your Woodbridge, Ontario home. I remember seeing the picture of that terrible smashed-up car, the crash which you miraculously survived. And imagine your determination to rebuild your life, one biomagnetic bracelet at a time. But no, Your little business is operated worldwide with tentacles, well, maybe branches is a better term, into the remote places of the planet. But Maria, well, I'm sure you have seen this by looking at your own astral chart. There are dangerous forces at work which may bring you harm. Just Google your own name. There are those who say you don't really exist, and you are really just a character created by a business devoted entirely to scamming the gullible public. I know that isn't true, Maria. I've seen your picture and the mangled wreckage of that car. But you need the magic stone. I think you need it soon. There are those calling for a shutting down of the UPS mailing address in Woodbridge and government prosecution. Write soon, Maria. Write soon. God bless. Sincerely, Dr. Idle Dreamer.